2 o'clock straight up. It's the Carton Show with Big Mac on a gorgeous Tuesday afternoon in New York City. Phone number to join as always, 888-808-1019. Bad news out of the gate, boys. No, not that Big Mac is off another day. Not that Pete's back after a three-week vacation. Dolly Parton died. Yeah, at some point, every boy in America, every boy that's now a man, at some point, you ogled the breasticles of Dolly Parton. May she rest in peace. That sucks. 80 years young. Dolly Parton, no longer with us. Of course, if you have a certain age, you saw her in the Lily Tomlin flick, 9 to 5, right? Working 9 to 5 with Dabney Coleman, if I remember correctly. She had Dolly World, like Disney World. And, of course, she was known for the breasticles. And, obviously, had a very unique sound, a little country twang. What a lot of people don't remember about the great Dolly Parton, though, is that Dolly Parton wrote and performed one of Whitney Houston's most memorable songs of all time. Do either of you know what the song is?
Is it I Will Always Love You?
Well, how does that one go? From The Bodyguard. Yeah. Is that The Bodyguard song?
I thought that was the Titanic.
She wrote The Bodyguard song. Yeah. Yeah. Not the Titanic song. She wrote The Bodyguard song. How's it go, Pete? You know how it goes?
Bodyguard song? That's the one he just sang.
Yeah, but I was got me confused.
Which one's the Titanic?
That's Celine Dion.
Celine Dion did My the Titanic song. Whitney Houston was in The Bodyguard.
Yes.
But the hit song from The Bodyguard was written by Dolly Parton. How's it go?
And
yeah, that one. Yeah, that's it. And yeah, that one.
I was completely wrong, so just.
No, but that's, I think that's like the key part of the song. And
Yeah.
We'll always love you. Nice job, Pete. Not bad, by the way. So, may she rest in peace. Dolly Parton, 80 years young. I know she'd been sick, I guess, for a little bit. But she passed away, so I just wanted to give you that. Maybe we'll do a tribute to Dolly Parton a little bit later on in the show and show everyone Pete's breast. And it just says an ode. But no, by the way, so yesterday, we have Mike Villani here, better known, of course, as Bear Down Cuz from the Bob Does Sports Group, right? And I take a picture with him afterwards, and we post the pictures. And I was leaning into my right in kind of an awkward way because we were sitting in the chairs next to each other. My left breast was disgusting, frankly.
It's kind of hot.
And I'm not a man boob guy. I really don't have man boobs. But if you look at the picture, and I commented on it saying my left breast was very excited, it's like I have a solid B cup going on leaning to my right in that picture with Mike from yesterday. I'm not sure if you guys picked up on that or not, but I was so absorbed after the show when I saw the picture and I got home, and I was like, golly, like, I'm typically not a man boob guy, but that left breast of mine, because if the shirt was kind of tight, it was like a stretchy shirt, and I'm leaning to my right, the left breast was there. It was like I could have fed a nation with that breast yesterday. I don't want to apologize for those of you that saw that picture and were absolutely disgusted by my left breast. So
I feel like you need to do more kettlebells to get rid of that left breast.
Dude, I'm doing tons of kettlebells, but it was the lean and the tight shirt that I think caused the left breast action. Or I just got a man boob.
I had that one stowed away. I was going to bring it up later, but you got it out of the game.
Because once you make fun of yourself, nobody else wants to make fun of you. That's how that goes. By the way, I reached out to the Giants today. And tomorrow on our show, in an exclusive one-on-one interview, the New York Giants starting quarterback Jackson Dart will be on our show tomorrow afternoon. So those of you that want to hear from Jackson Dart, also we have not found out yet if Jackson Dart's starting against the New York Jets. Also, I haven't found out if Geno Smith is starting against the New York Giants. But Jackson Dart will join us tomorrow on the show. But I had a quick baseball thing out of the gate as the Mets and Yankees are back in action tonight. And it's really for you two guys because you guys are Met fans. I used to be a Met fan. And I remember what it was like. So I think I could speak to it, but I'm not actively a Met fan. And I was thinking about Pete Alonso coming into town. And the place is going to be sold out. There's no doubt in my mind that the last four sellouts for the Mets this year will be a couple games against the Orioles and obviously the two games against the Yankees. And I honestly don't know how many Met fans are going to be in the building. Because if I'm a Met fan and I can sell my tickets, there's no other games I can sell my tickets to and make some money. I think people want to see Pete Alonso's return to Citi Field, and obviously plenty of Yankee fans will buy tickets for the Subway Series. But here's the question for you two guys. If you went to the game, would you be going to the game to boo the Mets and hope that they lose and cheer Pete Alonso out of respect to his career as a New York Met? Or would you be going there to remind Pete Alonso that we're Met fans first, not Pete Alonso fans first? So if you got to go, Mets Orioles, first game, are you going there to cheer Pete, standing ovation? Or are you going there to solidify the fact, I don't care who Pete Alonso is, I'm a Met fan, Pete Alonso gets booed?
I would probably cheer him in the intros.
So when they do the video,
yeah,
standing ovation.
Yeah.
Thank you, Pete.
Thank you so much.
Crazy. All-time home run hitter, yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
The
home run,
them, all that. And then the second he steps into the plate, I'm booing him.
Interesting. Pete Alonso, you're in the stadium. Are you going there standing ovation beyond just the video every time he gets up? Applause? Or are you going there to remind him, we never waver, we're Met fans?
No, I am going to support Pete Alonso all game. If he hits a home run, I'm cheering. If he makes a great dramatic play at first base, I am standing up, tipping my cap, and looking at David Stearns wherever he is and giving him a little...
Now, to be fair, you lost some credibility as a Met fan when you were on vacation.
For what?
When you tweeted to David Stearns about Joshua Baez and thought that David Stearns had traded Joshua Baez when he started his Major League career off with three consecutive home runs, and you were very quickly spanked right back into place. Even the governor reached out to me saying, can you tell the watchdog for the Mets? He knows nothing about the Mets. And I couldn't defend you. But it's interesting. And I want to hear from Met fans real quick. We'll get to the football coming up and whether or not Geno Smith is going to start and Jackson's going to start in the last preseason game. I'm interested to find out if that's the last game you go to this year. Are you going there to send the Mets a message and you're going to cheer Pete Alonso every at-bat and every good thing he does? Or are you going there to remind Pete Alonso you should have signed that $168 million contract 3 years ago when it was offered to you and you should have been a Met for life? And while everybody under the sun blames David Stearns and Steve Cohen for Pete Alonso not being a Met today, Pete Alonso turned down $168 million over 7 years and could have been a Met for life. Now, he rolled the dice and he won. He gets the one-year contract with the option. He opts out and he gets the big word contract from the Baltimore Orioles. But most people forget about the fact that the Mets did offer him the seven-year, $168 million deal and he said no to it. So he does deserve some of the blame in not being a Met for life. Nobody remembers that, though. All everybody remembers is Dave Stearns never wanted him. Dave Stearns didn't think he was worth it. And Steve Cohen eventually went along with his baseball people. And yet you two guys are split. You're going there to cheer him during the video, but boom, when he gets up to the plate. Pete's going there every time he gets up. Because you hate David Stearns right now. Do I pretty much have that right?
Yeah, you nailed it. I think rightfully so.
You put no blame at all on Pete Alonso for saying no to 7 years of $168 2 years earlier.
Can I ask you a question? And I don't blame Pete Alonso at all.
Okay.
I got to ask you a question, though. Do you put any blame when Aaron Judge initially declined an offer from
the
Yankees?
That's right. I went out to San Francisco and dangled the possibility of going to the Giants, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's just playing the game. That's what you do.
By the way, I'm not a Met fan right now. I'm trying to read the tea leaves about what's going to happen when Pete Alonso and his 30-plus home runs comes to Citi Field. He's going to get a standing ovation when they play the video. He might even weep. There's a chance Pete Alonso cries. It's on the table, right? But you're going there because you're trying to send a message that you hate what the Mets have done. And by the way, it's an embarrassingly bad season. You have a lot to go on. You, however, Anthony Gallo, you're going to the game to remind Pete Alonso you should have signed the 168. You could have been a Met for life, and you're going to hear it from me.
Well, it's me not being happy with the way things have turned out. I wanted Pete
back.
No
one's happy, right.
I don't root against my team. That's just what it is.
No matter what happens, you are locked into he's the enemy. He plays for the opposition. Pre-game, I'll appreciate what you did. But when first pitch happens, you're dead to me.
Yeah, I might put a little okay? I might put a little cheese on a Pete Alonso home run, you know, emotional hedge, but I'm not rooting for him to hit a home run.
Would you wager on Pete Alonso to hit a home run if you guys are gamblers?
So when Wilmer, this is a odd story. Wilmer Forrest came back as a Met. I put $10
on
him.
He has this infatuation with Wilmer Forrest, by the way. It's embarrassing.
Plus, most clutch player in franchise history.
Yeah. Pathetic.
But it's the truth. Okay. It's a fact. More clutch than Pete Alonso. But he hit a home run against Jacob DeGrom his first day back.
Yes.
I was not happy, but then I was like, oh, I cashed out on my bet.
So you made a wager. You did the emotional hedge wager.
Yeah.
Where you're rooting for the Mets to win, but because of your love affair with Wilmer Flores, you put a couple bucks on Wilmer to hit a home run. So you won both ways. Mets win. Wilmer Flores hits a home run. You're happy. Pete's not the same guy. I want to get your calls on it. 888-808-1019. The football stuff today, to me, is a bit of a continuation from yesterday. Because as you might imagine, all I've seen on my Twitter account are angry Giant fans thinking that I'm trolling them and trying to figure out why I went from after game one. And I'll be very clear about what I said in a second. That I was upset that the New York Giants put Jackson Dart back in that game, the preseason game, after he might have had a concussion. Now, it turns out he lost his wind on that sack where Tyron Tracy misses the block. And I couldn't understand why it was so important to put him back in the game after going into the blue tent and then not play him at all in game two. If the idea is that you need more reps for your second-year quarterback, then why didn't he play in game two? And I'm not sure if he's playing against the New York Jets later this week either. Because you guys can't have it both ways. I'm not looking to have it both ways. I'm saying to you that in that particular game, if he was injured, there's no benefit in putting him back in. But before the season starts against the Dallas Cowboys and the LA Rams, your quarterback needs more than 14 snaps this preseason. And right now, that's all he's got. But man, you have become a very sensitive group of fans here. And that's something I never expected. I never thought I would live to see the day where Giant fans were this sensitive. That being said, to show you the obvious gravitas of this afternoon show, Jackson Dart will join us tomorrow afternoon exclusively one-on-one to talk some Giants football. So if you're a Giant fan, you know the only place to hear the quarterback of the New York Giants is right here on the Carton Show with Big Mac. Look at all your calls. Do a little baseball out of the gate. Mets are back. Yankees are back. And, of course, a couple days away from the final preseason game, Jets versus Giants at MetLife Stadium. Lots cooking as we pay respects to the loss of the great Dolly Parton here on the Fan.